RadioMD.com.
On now, Health Radio. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down a Republican challenge to Obamacare, upholding the nationwide tax subsidiaries and crucial to the health care program. If the challengers had won, some 6.4 million people in at least 34 states would have lost subsidies worth an average of $3,200 per year, approximately. They ruled on Thursday that President Obama's Affordable Care Act allows the federal government to provide nationwide tax subsidies to help the poor and middle-class people buy health insurance, and it's a sweeping vindication that endorsed the larger purpose that President Obama's signature legislative achievement. So that's saying, basically, that this 6-3 ruling means that it's all but certain that this ACA will survive after the president leaves office in 2017. And for the second time in 3 years, this has been challenged. And the law survived an encounter with the Supreme Court for the second time. But the court's tone was a little bit different. If you were watching on the edge of your seat, as so many people were, the first decision in 2012 was a little bit fractured. It was a little bit, not sure where it's going to happen, what's going to happen after this. But Thursday's was more assertive. It was more decisive. And I think that now maybe the challenges will be reduced. You never know. They can certainly keep bringing up new points, new legal challenges. However, I know that millions of Americans, up to 15 million of Americans, have benefited from the Affordable Care Act. They've been able to, you know, with glitches in the website, notwithstanding. We know that there have been those, but now the fact that people can buy this and know that it's not going to be pulled out from under them. Some states, the states that have chosen not to enroll in this, are the states that have people struggling for health insurance a little bit more than the states. Now, Massachusetts has had government-supported health insurance for years, and they have one of the lowest rates in the country. So we're going to keep a watch on this. It's a really exciting story, and in a second win for basically democracy and the Democrats in general. In a long-sought victory for gay rights, the Supreme Court ruled on Friday that the Constitution guarantees a nationwide right to same-sex marriage. I applaud this. I know it's not completely health-related, but we talk about a lot of things here on Radio MD, and I think that this is amazing. I have cousins and sisters and all kinds of people who are gay, and I wish them the same rights that I've enjoyed, and I see no reason why they can't. I know that makes me a raging liberal, but I suppose that's what I am. The decision, the culmination of decades of litigation and activism, came against the backdrop of this fast-moving changes in public opinion, where the polls are saying that most Americans now approve of same-sex marriage. And I imagine there are certain parts of the country where they do not. And those parts of the country are probably not going to, state by state, legalize it. But gay couples that want to marry will still go to those states, Illinois being one of them, and I'm proud to say that they can come here and legally get married and have all those same rights. So I applaud both of today's news stories and these revelations. I think it's just wonderful. I think our country is moving in the general direction of acceptance. And I think that's the most important thing. It's about accepting, even when you don't necessarily agree with someone's views or politics, you accept their right to have them. And that's what's so important. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up for you today on Health Radio. So stay tuned, stay motivated, and stay well.